There was this drylander who asked which was more important, a litre john of water or a vast pool of water. The drylander thought a moment and then said, "The litre john is more important. No single person could own a great pool of water. But a litre john you could hide under your cloak and run away with it. No one would know." The Jokes of Ancient Dune, Bene Gesserit Archives. It was a long session in the No Globes practice hall, Duncan in a mobile cage driving the exercise, adamant that this particular training series would continue until his new body had adapted to the 7 central attitudes of combat response against attack from 8 directions. His green single suit was dark with perspiration. 20 days they had been at this one lesson. Teg knew the ancient lore that Duncan revived here, but knew it by different names and sequencing. Before they had been into it 5 days, Teg doubted the superiority of modern methods. Now he was convinced that Duncan did something completely new, mixing the old with what he had learned in the keep. Teg sat at his own control console, as much an observer as a participant. The consoles that guided the dangerous shadow forces in this practice had required mental adjustment by Teg, but he felt familiar with them now and moved the attack with facility and frequent inspiration. A simmering Lucilla glanced into the hall occasionally. She watched and then left without comment. Teg did not know what Duncan was doing about the imprinter, but there was a feeling that the reawakened Gola played a delaying game with his seductress. She would not allow that to continue long, Teg knew, but it was out of his hands. Duncan no longer was too young for the imprinter. That young body carried a mature male mind with experiences from which to make his own decisions. Duncan and Teg had been on the floor with only one break all morning. Hunger pangs gnawed at Teg, but he felt reluctant to halt the session. Duncan's abilities had climbed to a new level today, and he was still improving. Teg, seated in a fixed console's cage seat, twisted the attack forces into a complex manoeuvre, striking from left, right, and above. The Harkonnen Armory had produced an abundance of these exotic weapons and training instruments, some of which Teg had known only from historical accounts. Duncan knew them all, apparently, and with an intimacy that Teg admired. Hunter-seekers geared to penetrate a force shield were part of the shadow system they used now. "They automatically slow down to go through the shield," Duncan explained in his young old voice. "Too fast a strike, of course, and the shield repels."
"Shields of that type have almost gone out of fashion," Teg said. "A few societies maintain them as a kind of sport, but otherwise..."
Duncan executed a riposte of blurred speed that dropped 3 hunter-seekers to the floor, damaged enough to require the No Globe's maintenance services. He removed the cage and dampened the system, but left it idling while he came over to Teg, breathing deeply but easily. Looking past Teg, Duncan smiled and nodded. Teg whirled, but there was only the flick of Lucilla's gown as she left them.
"It's like a duel," Duncan said. "She tries to thrust through my guard, and I counterattack."
"Have a care," Teg said. "That's a full Reverend Mother."
"I've known a few of them in my time, Basher."
Once more, Teg found himself confounded. He had been warned that he would have to readjust to this different Duncan Idaho, but he had not fully anticipated the constant mental demands of that readjustment.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.